Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
Bob Huggins tied Adolph Rupp for seventh place all-time on the NCAA career wins list in West Virginia's win over Missouri on Saturday. Many think that he doesn't get the credit he deserves as one of the greatest coaches of all time. Do you think that, and why do you think that is?
No, I think he gets a ton of credit, and he gets even more credit in the Post-Gazette. Ron Cook wrote a really good column on Bob Huggins that I encourage you to check out. I think that he would have won a national championship at Cincinnati if it wasn't for just an incredible injury. But, I do think that he is recognized by a lot of people as a great coach, one of the greatest coaches. And what gets me is that he gets high-end talent to play defense. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, he certainly should get the kind of credit that being tied with Adolph Rupp in career victories should garner any head coach. I think part of it is he's so damn relatable sometimes, he's not the stern tactician, or he's not the raving lunatic on the sidelines. Sometimes he's just, Huggy Bear, and that sort of downplays the legend status that he may have or should have, especially in West Virginia. So amazing that he's gotten to this point, though.
Number four.
How much did you watch the NHL All-Star festivities and the Pro Bowl this weekend, and what stuck out the most to you?
I watched the skills competition of the NHL stuff. Uh-huh. I did not watch the game proper. But here's the thing. I don't think there's anything to be celebrated for people. They're like, I hate the Pro Bowl. I don't watch the Pro Bowl. It is just personal preference. I mean, some people do. I had plans on watching some of the Pro Bowl, but then the Kobe Bryant stuff happened, and I turned to watching the coverage of that in large part. So I was – but I'm neither here nor there. Like, if you want to watch it, go ahead and watch. I don't begrudge people at all for what they want to watch. I'm not some people that are like, cancel the Pro Bowl, get rid of the Pro Bowl. Watch what you want to watch, man.
Yeah, I watched – like you, I watched the entire skills competition. Most of the three-on-three all-star activity on Saturday night, and did not get to watch really much of the Pro Bowl at all yesterday. What stuck out to me is that – I thought the women's three-on-three was, actually competitive as compared to the All-Star three-on-three games, which were non-competitive. And we talk about it all the time. I don't know how you fix it. I really don't. But at this point, they managed to make three-on-three boring somehow. I don't know how you do that, but they did that on Saturday night.
Number three.
Did Pirates Fest this weekend do anything to change the public perception of the team, the offseason, or the plan in place?
Nothing can. There is, unless they sign Mike Trout. It's not a knock on the Pirates, it's just where they are. The guys that are there now, the new front office, the new manager, those guys, they all deserve, in my opinion, a benefit of the doubt until they prove that they shouldn't have it. But no words can do anything. It needs to be action, and it needs to be what they put on the field, how they play on the field, and what they do as a baseball team as they're playing. Not necessarily anything they say. And that's not a knock. It's just, for me, a reality.
Yeah, I don't think much was done this weekend to change public perception. Public perception is what it is and is going to remain the same until they hit the field in competitive ball games. And I think that's what you've got to sit and wait for. And they've asked a lot of fans patience this offseason. We'll see if that asking of patience continues throughout the regular season. And if fans have that level of patience to give, I think to an extent they do, because it's a quote-unquote new regime. We'll see how much more of that patience fans have depending on the results on the field.
Number two.
Penguins won't play until Friday to start their second half of the season. What's the main question surrounding this team for the rest of the year?
That I think one of the main questions is, well, obviously, everybody's going to talk about the goalie situation. If Brian Rust can continue to do what he does, if it offers the offense that they lose in Jake Guentzel, and thus you're not necessarily pressed into service going out and making the big move that you feel like you have to make.
Yeah, that's the question. Do you need to go out and make a big move at the deadline, whether it's for a rental or for a guy that may have a year or two left on his contract after this year? Regardless, does Jim Rutherford feel the pressure to go out and make that move before February 24th? And we'll find out a little bit about that over the course of the next 2.5 weeks after they come back from the break. And then a 1B to that is, do the goalies continue to play like this? Does Matt Murray continue the recent surge that he's put forth in his last 5 starts? And does Tristan Jarry continue to play at the level that he has at his best this year, which is really, you think, November into December? And if those two can continue to give you the 1-2 punch in the net that you've had the last 2 times you won the Cup, that's real big with the trade deadline looming as well. So, yeah, give me both of those.
Number one.
Being two guys from Pittsburgh and being kind of farther away from L.A., maybe kind of more removed from the NBA without a franchise here in town, what's Kobe Bryant's legacy to you?
One of the best basketball players of all time, for sure. And I think his legacy is, it's a quizzical one, though, and it's one that people are, I'm not going to begrudge anybody who forms their own opinion that involves a circuitous route to get there and that brings up a troubled guy at times. So you're free to form your own, whether it's on the court, off the court, or an infusion of both.
Yeah, I think off the court, it's circuitous is a good way to put it, and convoluted at times. But I think on the court, his legend will be just a cutthroat competitor that he will smile at you and nod and then rip your heart out and show it to you. And that's what his goal always was, to win. And that's what I think the on-court legacy of Kobe Bryant will be. And he'll be remembered as one of the faces of a great franchise that brought them titles and that came to, identify a legendary franchise out in L.A.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.